Okay, let's go. Rav the Perek, Perek Ches Mishnah Yud. Okay, we have to finish the Perek today. We must finish. Let's concentrate. Maga Tami Meis. The person is a Rishon. The person touched the mace. A Tamei mace is an Av, so that means he's a Rishon. The mace itself is a Vavis. A Tamei mace is a Av. The Maga, the person who touched a Tamei mace is a Rishon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's a Rishon. Shehayu Acholu Mashlum Sech Piv, and he has in his mouth liquid and food in his mouth, and he bends down his mouth inside, he puts his mouth inside a tanner. Shehichnis the Rosh Shalu Aver HaTanner Tohar, and he puts his mouth into the ear space of an Aver HaTanner Tohar. Tim Uhu, this individual has now contaminated the oven. Are we clear on this? What happened over here?
We have a person.
The person himself is a Rishon. That's how you call a Rishon. A Rishon is a Maga, a person who has touched,
right,
an individual who has come in contact with the dead. The dead is an Avi Avos. Man number one has come in contact with the dead is an Av.
Right.
And now man number two who has touched the man who has come in contact, who has touched this person, is now a Rishon. Okay, and he has in his mouth food and drink.
Until now he only had
mashkim.
All the mishnas we were talking about.
The person has in his mouth, because yeah, the rule cool is liquid has to, because liquid is like the person himself. No, it's where liquid. No,
it literally means he had.
If he had saliva in his mouth, saliva is not right. Yeah. He has a small amount of liquid that's in his mouth. Yeah, he has
that
a collection.
Saliva.
No, that's better than saliva. It's saliva would not be metam in the oven. Saliva would be considered part of his guf. The person who's a Rishon cannot be metam in oven. A human being who's a Rishon cannot contaminate an oven. The only way an oven can become tummy is by coming in contact with an avatoma,
okay,
a sheretz. But the exception is liquids. Liquids can contaminate even an oven. Even an oven that's a Rishon can contaminate.
Okay.
But
until now we weren't talking about Eichel also. We were talking about just we had to.
So we learned yesterday in the Rav that a wood ochel is lav dafka. Because oichel would not be metame the oven. That's what we learned in the Rav yesterday. The oichel is lav dafka. And oichel would not be able to contaminate the oven.
In the chanam, it's just
only
water?
Liquid, only mashke. Mashke means liquid, right? Liquid.
Uh-huh.
And oichel would not contaminate because it would not contaminate.
So it's a big kasha.
Why did the Mishnah say achol? The Rav says lav dafka. Hichnis roisha la'avir taner tor timu. This person has contaminated the oven. How, and vice versa, but the tahor.
He puts his head into the avir oven, so it's tahor. Why is it tahor?
No, la avir taner tahor. He puts his head into the ear space of a taner that is tahor.
Oh.
The taner was tahor. Timuhu, he has contaminated the oven. Let's go next part of the mission. Hichn the other way around. Vetahor shayu achalu mashlum l'sech piv. Let the person who was tahor, the other way around, the opposite. The person is tahor. And he puts his mouth into an avir that's tummy. The person has become tummy. The food and drink in his mouth has become tummy. Okay, let's go.
You said he's not considered what is it called? Closed container, what is that called?
A tzami pasil. A person is not considered tzami pasil. Okay, let's read the Rav. The Rav Mishnah Yud, Magal the Rav, Maga Tomei Meis, Adam, a person. You got it, the Rav? Adam, Shnaga, Tomei Meis, Nasa, a person touched Tomei Meis, Nasa, Rishon. The Tomei Meis, have a avatoma. Tomei Meis himself is an avatoma. And the Oise, Hanoge, by Rishon, the person who touches him becomes a Rishon. Mashka, Mashach, Mitam, Nisatan, Mashka, that's in his mouth, Mitam, and the liquid that's in his mouth will contaminate the oven when it enters the airspace. Even though he himself cannot contaminate. Why? The person himself who puts his head, the head, is not going to contaminate the oven. Why not? The only way a utensil can become tame is if it comes in contact with an afatum. The person is a rishon l'tumah. what contaminated you did not, so we learned the Mishnah before, Harez the oven says, Mitaneich, Harez the Oimer, Mitaneich lo timuni. What contaminated you did not contaminate me. Liata timi seni. Kinam besech that's part of the Rabbanon Gozhu al Mashkim. I'm a little confused how that applies here, but we'll leave it a little skovaita. The Rabbanon Gozhu al Mashkim shayu mitam kelim gzebish mashka zove zove. Kinabinim besech the Shabbos. Vechelim denok and hachel na'al kadeh nasma. When it says, Suzlav Davka, Sharei ein oichel mitam ekli. Afur kinab mitam ekli, ala mashkim bulvad mitam kelim. Fine. Ukvitzas piv ein the matzels. Closing the mouth is not matzelus. The ain't some apostle matzel al tumash shabesoichel mitam achayim. A summit apostle does not prevent Tuma from escaping. Kinisnan Lael, Bar Mindain, Hotani B the Sefta within the Kalim, Kol Watsil Mion Biakares, Vafil Ukli Glolim, Ukli Adam, Chutz Min Ha Adam. Hilk Tar Shah Yud Oikl Mashkum Sukhtiv, Atar Shah Yu Achol Mashkum Sukhtiv, Vichnis Rashal Avatan Shutame, Nitmu the Ain Adam at Subitan Apostle Miad Miakares. Okay, so far he's very poshut. Okay, let's look at the picture. I'll read it again. Everything so far, he just did a drum shooting. Maga, Tommy May, Shayu, Mashum, Sukhiv, Hikhilis, Rashul, Avitan, Tar, Tumo. Reshoin, Lutuma. The person is a Reshoin, Lutuma. Eino, Mitame, Esataner. He himself, his head, his skull cap, and his head does not have the ability to contaminate the oven. Why? Because he is a Reshoin, a Kli can only become Tommy from an Avatuma. That's what Rabbi here said. Okay, that's what's over here. A utensil can only become tummy from an avatuma. The person is a
Rishon.
So he does not contaminate. Now look at the arrow. The arrow is pointing to his mouth. Mashkin shebepiv. But the liquid that's in the person's mouth, shebepiv tameim, are tummy, umbitamine satanur, neaviroi. And when the liquid that's in his mouth enter in the oven, those liquids that are a Rishon will contaminate the oven. The liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Shagalzhu al mashkin. It's a gzera drabon, and that liquid have the capacity to contaminate a kli. Shagalzhu al mashkin to name shayitim uesakir deum tamakalim. Rishon lutoma. Okay, fine. Maga tami meis. The adam shenaga b'tami meis. Tami meis hayavatum. The adam zechu rishon lutoma. Pev shel adam einu chaytzitz. Why don't we say the person's mouth is a shelter? The person's mouth should be a self-contained shelter that will prevent the mashke from contaminating the oven. No, piv shel adam ein choytzetz ve'inum ve'inum neya. It's not choytzetz ve'inum neya. Some mashke melatame satanu v'tmuru baraf. It's not going to help because a person, even if a person was a tzamit pasil, a tzamit pasil does not prevent the tumah from escaping and contaminating other things. But a tzamit pasil does prevent tumah from entering. So you would think that in the case it was the other way around, where he was a tahar, the person is a tahar, shahayu achal mashkum musuch piv, and he has in his mouth food and drink, fichnis roshal avratanur, and he puts his mouth in avratanur, tamei, to an avratanur, tamei, nitzmu, everything becomes tamei. Oichal mashkum shabpiv adam nitzmu mi avratanur, the food and drink in the person's mouth becomes tamei, the in lupiv shal adam din some impossible. Why don't we all say that the food and the drink inside the person's mouth should be sheltered from the tomb of the tanur because a person should be no worse than a tzom apostle? If they put in this oven a tzom apostle and there was food inside, the food would be tahar because a tzom apostle would prevent, would shelter the food from becoming tamei. So why don't we say if a person has in his mouth food and drink and he puts his head into the oven, so his body should shelter the like a tzom apostle, the food from becoming tamei? We don't say that. Why? Why the ein lepiv shel adam din tzom apostle had? A person's mouth does not have the name of the summit apostle. Good? The person himself is not tummy, he's tahar. They were only goes on mashkim tameim shemitam elakim. This is a murder yisoid. See, this mamash was kedai to come today for this yisoid. We have a rule that liquids. We have a rule. The person in this case, the person is tahar. He's bending down into an oven that's tameh. He has in his mouth food. Mm. Food and drink. Is the food and drink become tameh?
Yes.
Why? Because it's in the avi of the taner. Mm. Why don't we go say that the person should shelter the person's mouth should shelter from the tumah, the tumah pasul? A person is not called tzamid pasul.
Mm-hmm.
Person is not. That's the mitzvah. That's how we know it's not. Right. Male food becomes tameh. Now, if the food becomes tameh, why don't we say that once the liquid is tameh, the person should in turn become tameh? Mm. If the liquid in my mouth is tameh, so don't we have a halach that liquid is metameh midirabon on anything that comes in contact? So that the Tzarev Yisrael says that Meridik Yisrael, you have to remember for life. Meridik Yisrael, even if you get everything else, don't forget this.
Mm.
That when Chazal will goyiz that mashk is metameh, they will only goyiz this metameh kalim. The Chazal did not hold that mashke is metame adam. A mashke is only metame kelim. A mashke to name is mashke that's a rishon. Liquid, something that is a rishon, can contaminate a kli? Let's take a step back. Let's say food is a rishon. Can a food that's a rishon contaminate a utensil? Absolutely not. Not the oraisa, not even midrabanan. Can liquid that's a rishon be metame utensil? Yes, midrabanan. Minatoyra, the only.
Mashkin can.
It's a din derabanan. It's all of shas that a mashkin has the koyach to mitame to mitame midrabanan. But when we say that a mashkin mitame midrabanan, it's only mitame kelim. Mashkin cannot be mitame odom. I feel midrabanan. It's more than you said. You got this? You said down pat. That's what he says. So odom atzmoi.
My kash even bigger. How could the Mishnah start off the whole Mishnah with saying oichlin?
How can we start off with oichel a mashke? How could it start off with oichel a mashke? So we need it for the end of the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah it says that when the person dips his head down into the oven and there is oichel a mashke in his mouth, both the oichel and the mashke do indeed become tummy from the aver hatanah. But the oichel does not cannot for sure contaminate him. Even the mashke will not go in turn contaminate the person. Why not? Because mashke can only contaminate kelim, cannot contaminate adam. Okay, so let's go weiter. Let's go to next part of the Mishnah. Don't worry, when it comes to chaz, we have to finish the perek today at least and go weiter. Perek test because we have to move weiter.
We have to make a
simum
baba kama.
Right, let's go. Hay oichel dveila biyadam mesoas. Okay, let's say we have oichel food. Hay oichel dveila. Person doing dveila. Dveila is a dried fig. Biyadam mesoavos. Dirty hands. Hichnis yado l'soich tev. He puts his. You see over here. You see this person.
Oh.
You see he puts his hand into his mouth. Lito lesat suar. To take out a splinter, Rabbi Meir mitame, Rabbi Meir is mitame, Rabbi Huda mitar, Meir is mitame, and Rabbi Huda is mitayer. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Imhafach tame, Imloy hafach tar. Let's take a look over here at the Rabbi. The Rabbi here says, "Yadayim is service. Yadayim shehem shniyos." Clean hands have not been guarded. If your hands, if you don't watch where you put your hands, so the hands have a din of a sheni. Okay, they're shniyos. The tumah upoislays esatruma, hands that are shniyos can make truma into a shlishi. Truma can become a shlishi. Correct. So if your hands are shniyos and they touch truma, what happens to the truma?
They become
shlishis. They become a shlishi. If your hands are shniyos and they touch truma, your truma becomes a
shlishi.
What makes your hands into a sheni? All you need your hands to be shiny, just not to watch what you do with your hands. Baita. Misavos. So you're eating a dvela. Dirty. Misavos dirty, which means it. What do you mean it's dirty? Dirty means they have a thing of shiny. Shiny. Yadayim shem shniyos. L'tuma v'psos l'tuma. Hichnes yod l'soch pev. Litulas at tzor shah pev.
He puts his hand inside his mouth.
To take out a pebble. B'shabas shah pev. Oy, or.
No, but Meir.
Oh, you will go. What do you mean? No. Oh, you leaning the wrong.
It says in my Gemara.
Go to the Rav. Leaning the Rav. Leaning the Rav.
Tell me, you mean the Rav.
Hichnis yod l'soch piv litolas at tsorsha piv oy. Call me the lav davka tsor. Anything that's in your mouth. Person puts in his take out an object. Oh no, my eye now got stuck. Okay. Okay. Meir mitame. So meir is mitame hadzvela. Now, the inside the person's mouth, there's a dvela. It's a dry twig.
Correct.
The dry twig now has become tamad dvela. Lefisha adayim esavos, timuras harayik. So look what happened to me. There's a whole chadgadya. Chadgadya. What happened over here? You put your hand into the mouth, and now you're metamad the reik. Now, can your hand, now the dvela inside your mouth, is it a truma or not? No. The dvela in your mouth, is it truma?
Or
is it chulin? Is it chulin or is it truma? What do you want to guess? What do you assume?
I assume it's chulin.
It's chulin. The dvela is chulin. So therefore, if your hands, shnios, touch chulin, does anything happen to the chulin? If your hands touch chulin,
no.
Nothing happens to
only
the chulin.
Only
truma. But let's say your hand touches water.
Ooh.
What happens to the water?
Ooh.
So the water becomes a rishain.
Really?
Yeah, that's the halacha. You go up.
Goes up?
That's halacha. If your hands are shnios and your hands touch water, the water becomes a rishain.
That
if it, and now if water touches food, the food becomes a
rishain.
No, sheni. So here you put your hand into the mouth. In your mouth there are two things. There's a dvela, dried fig, and there's a reik, and there's saliva. When your finger touches the saliva becomes a rishain. And now the saliva touches the dvela becomes a
Shani.
So here the Rav says, "Remei mitame hadvela l'fish yadayim esavos timuves haroik contaminate the roik liyos techila b'nei shum mashke."
Because the yadayim dirty
hands are shniyos.
Tame is the roik.
The roik, and now the roik is going to become a rishon. The roik then becomes a rishon, and the roik that's a rishon now contaminates the dvela to become a shani. L'fish yadayim esavos timuves haroik liyos techila b'nei shum mashke. The harayk b'timeis hadvela, and now the harayk between the time of the dvela, the rishon oisa sheni b'chulin, the rishon oisa sheni b'chulin. That's what I mean. Vayit in the mission, Rabbi Yehuda, metaher sava kol zman shlo yotzarik min apiv loichashiv mashke. Rabbi Yehuda is metaher because he holds as long as the harayk did not come out of the mouth, it's not called mashke. Saliva in your mouth is not called a mashke. Meilo, nothing happens. Rabbi Yosi metame kishehi bechadvela. He holds only if you mehapechadvela mitzad l'mitzad zel mitzad zeb sechpiv. She nekar work metaher b'lohibuch. She kol zman shlo nekar lo nechshav. It's not called mashke v'halach Rabbi Yosi. He has a pshara that it's only called roik. According to Rabbi Yosi, only called roik when you swoosh. When you swoosh the saliva, if the saliva is localized to one part of your mouth, it's natural, then it's not mitame. It does not become tame. But if you swoosh it, you uplift a section of the roik and you move it from one part of your mouth to another part of the mouth, then we consider the saliva to be called a mashke. It becomes a shein, it becomes a rishain, and now it in turn will contaminate the devela. Okay, so let's see the caption, then we're going to read the Mishnah of the Nachramol, and then we go to the next Mishnah. Here we have Hayoichel Devela. A person has a dvela. Now, how did the dvela get into his mouth? He used a fork. He's a civilized human being. He did not eat with his fingers. Okay?
He's only putting his fingers.
When was the last time you used utensils when you ate?
When was the last time you put your finger in your mouth like this guy?
The guy went, Hayoichel dvela biyodayim esuvos. Hichnas yodayim lusach peh litl satsor v'rimeh betame. Yodayim esuvos. The hands are dirty. The hands are dirty. Shlonot al yodav yesh lidin shel shnei l'tumba. He did not wash his hands. Therefore, his hands have a status of a sheni. Mishyagia ha'etzba b'roik. When his finger reaches the roik, the saliva, shebepiv, yase ha'roik shehu mashke rishin the roik. That's inside his mouth becomes a rishain. When liquid comes in contact with a sheni, the liquid becomes a
rishain.
Now the tum of yid, now once the liquid is a rishain, the rishain will now in turn contaminate the dvela that's in his mouth. The yitzma es hadvela will contaminate the dvela inside of his mouth. Good. Okay, Rabbi Meir, according to the sheet of Rabbi Meir, called Rabbi Shabbafev Shaladam Humashka. All liquid, no matter, regardless of if it's been swooshed or not, it's been mishapich. Kol roik shabesiv shel adam hu mashke. Or Rabbi Yehuda, ina mashke, actually, yetzei mipi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mashke, unless it leaves the mouth. Ul Rabbi Yosi, the third opinion, the roig shenekar, it's been swooshed, befib, mimokam, mimokam, hu mashke, ukshloi nekar, mimokam, ina mashke, mububir abirav, shiodayim, shen shniois, asuios, mashke, tchila, that yodayim, which are shniois, makes mashke into a rishoin, vafilu, letame chulin, even to contaminate chulin. This chumr, the rabbonon, that liquid becomes a rishoin, that a roig, that a yodayim is servois, have the koyach to make a liquid into a rishon to contaminate food, is even when the food that you're ultimately going to contaminate is chulin. Obviously, he's coming to allude to the fact that they're chulkum on the shita, but we'll leave with that. Okay, im somadeh, this is picture 189. This is, wait, we didn't finish the Mishnah? Oh, we didn't finish the Mishnah. We didn't finish the Mishnah. There's no Rav though in this part of the Mishnah. There's no part of the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's say he has money in his mouth. He has money in his mouth. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, im litzimoy. If litzimoy, what's litzimoy mean? Im litzimoy tamei. Vaita, im litzimoy tamei. Im somat be'er befiv kdei le'oirer hafrosh. Sorry, he put a matbea. He put a coin in his mouth. Yeah, kidei le'oirer hafrosh asarik, in order to awaken the separation of the roik, kidei shlo yitzam, he should not be thirsty. What? Kidei le'oirer hafrosh asarik, kidei shlo yitzam, he should not be thirsty. Oitzroku mashke, af shloi nekar memokem memokem, kshegia etzpoi beroik, temu v'yitzam haroik esadvela. Okay, it seems like there was a technique which I have no idea what this is. What does it say over here? Let's take a quick look over here. Chafhei v'shteit on chafhei. Chafhei in Tesis Chavdalid. Where is chafhei? Chafhei l'tzimoy. Mitoich shapundion b'piv motzu haroik v'ein tzame lishtois. The roik habawi pundion choshev mashke. Okay, there was some technique they did in ancient times that if you're very thirsty, try this at home. Okay, Joe, try some. Dad, I'm thirsty. Can you buy me a Coca-Cola, please? Tell your kid, he has a penny. Put the penny in your mouth. Take the filthy, dirty penny out of your pocket and put it in your mouth. That will stop you from being thirsty. Because when you put the penny in your mouth, it's going to cause a lot of saliva to accumulate in your mouth. In fact, there's a foreign article in your mouth that's going to arouse the roik. It's going to arouse the saliva to collect, and that arousal of saliva that's going to collect in your mouth will prevent you from being thirsty. Now, in this instance, did the saliva swoosh from place to place? No, it did not. Did not.
Stay in one spot.
But it's collecting. It's there's an agitation. There's a foreign substance. So there's a collection of the roik. According to Rabbi Yossi, even though you were not in the hapich, you did not swoosh the saliva from place to place. Just the fact that you have artificially, you have done something to cause the roik to collect, that itself will cause the roik to be called a mashke. And when you put your finger in your mouth, it becomes tamei.
Rabbi Yossi held before you had to be mahapich.
Yes, Rabbi Yossi was the one that said. Yeah. However, Rabbi Yossi agrees that. But nohoy yipun l'sech piv. Rabbi Yossi, remember, in this case, I agree. Imlitzima. The reason why I put it there was because I'm thirsty and I want to stop my thirst. I want to prevent me from becoming thirsty. I'm putting the pun in my mouth in order to cause the saliva to accumulate. So now that saliva is called a mashke. And when I put my finger in my mouth, that saliva becomes a rishain.
But okay. Everybody would hold like that, right? It's just that
everyone, even Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi.
Right. So
well, not Murchach. Maybe it could be not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that awake is never. Rabbi Yehuda holds that roik is never a rishon until it comes out of your mouth.
Right.
So and there's only.
How can we just say what the Rabbanan would hold?
The Rabban holds it's always. You don't need to. It's pasher. According to the Rabbanan, according to a mayor who is the Rabbanan, it's always going to be mitami. Mm-hmm. You don't even need to come on to this according to the Rabbanan because it's double pasher. Because according to the Rabbanan, it's always mitami roik.
Hits the mouth anytime.
Anytime is roik, it's always going to be roik. Okay, so we finished the Mishnah. Let's go review the Mishnah Nachma. Okay, I'm going to read it, and then you're going to read, and then we'll go weiter. So very hard Mishnah. Okay, Nachma. Maga Tamei Meis. What does that mean? It means a person who is a Rishon. Why do we call a tourist and a Rishon called a Maga? He's a person who has come in contact with a person who has come to a Tamei Meis. A Tamei Meis is a
Rishon.
Av. A Maga Tamei Meis is a
Rishon.
Shehoyu acholim umashkim usefim. He has in his mouth food and drink. And what did he do? He bent down into an oven. Hichnis reisha li'avir ha'tanu tam. He bent his head into an air space of a tana that is
Tummy.
Tohar, it says. Hichnis reisha li'avir into the air space of tatanur.
Tar.
So what is the lacha? The lacha is Tim Uhu. He has now.
He has made a tummy.
He has contaminated the oven. The oven is now tummy. Why is it tummy? Because the in the air space of the tummy is oichel, is mashke, that's a rishon. And mashke, that's a rishon, is metame in the avir hatanur. And even if we were to consider a person to be some apostle, it wouldn't make a difference because some apostle is not going to save tumah from escaping. All the way around. Hichnis roisho la'avir tanur. Let's say he bends his head into the ear space of a tanur. That's tohar. So, So the person that's contaminated the oven, but all the way around with tohar, person who's tohar.
The tanur is tohar.
He has now contaminated. Next case. The Tohar, vice versa, yeah. A person who's Tohar, has in his mouth food and drink. Right. And he bends his head into the Avir HaTaner Tomei. Nitmu, the food. Only the food has become Tomei. But what about the person? What about the person? Is the person Tomei? Why not?
Because
Mashke, a person tummy. New case. The person was eating a dveila with dirty hands. So in his mouth, there's a dveila that's tar. And his hands are shniois. Hands are misavois. Savois means they're dirty, and dirty here means they're sheni. He puts his finger into his mouth. Take out a pebble. And now he comes in contact with the saliva. So we're learning here, Mordecai said, saliva in a person's mouth is called a mashke. We have here three shitois with regard to this. He says, the halacha, the ganchas, is saliva in a person's mouth called a mashke. You're learning here, Mamash, Mordecai said, you're learning you say this.
Yeah.
Is mashke roik in a person's mouth? Is it called a rishon? Is it called a mashke? Through him, achleikis. Rameir metamei. Rameir holds that roik is always called a liquid in the mouth, no matter what. So once you put your finger into your mouth, so the liquid becomes a rishon. And now the rishon is metame the dveila because the rishon is metame food, a liquid, a rishon is metame oichel to make oichel to a sheni. Rabbi Yehuda metaher, he holds the roik is never, ever, ever called a mashke. Rabbi Yossi has a pshara.
Never, ever.
Roik is never, ever out of your mouth. Rabbi Yossi has a pshara.
But here it's in the mouth.
Here you putting your finger into the mouth.
He only holds it as metame when it gets out of your mouth.
Correct. And Rabbi Yossi has a pshara. What's the pshara? Rabbi Yossi, I'm there. Imhofach. If you swoosh the saliva, if there's saliva on the left part of your mouth, and now you push to the right or vice versa, so that now activates the potential for that saliva to become a liquid, a mashke. Imhofach tamei. Imloihofach tahar. Good. Hayop, but in that next shot, what about it's not hafach? But let's say hayop pundyoin. Pundyoin means a small coin, lesuch pib. The reason why you did this, why would you do this, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, imlit simai? If the reason why you put the pundyoin in your mouth is because you're thirsty and you want to stop, you want to quench your thirst. How did you quench your thirst?
You put
a coin in the mouth. And that causes saliva to collect. And when the saliva collects, that causes a trigger to the brain. I'm no longer thirsty. There's an ancient technique from the great ones telling us how to quench your thirst. If your child says to you, Dad, I want a Coca-Cola.
You went through this.
Okay, Imlit Simoi, you're thirsty. Then we say that now, even though you have not done Hofach, it doesn't matter. The mashka, the reg is not mashka. When you put your finger in the mouth, it becomes a rishon. The mela, when now the reg touches the veil in your mouth, the veil becomes a sheni. Okay, you say the Mishnah. I want to make sure you know this inside out.
You see, person is a maga, he's a rishon. He came coming from a mace, right? Shoy oichlin mashkin asechtiv, that he has oichlin and mashkin. Oichlin is lapdafka, by the way.
Gevalvik.
Mashkin asechtiv. He has mashkin in his mouth. Hichnis roish leaviatana tah.
No. Hichnis roish.
I just made a mistake. Hichnis roish le. Ma'aveh hatana tar. If he puts his head into an aveh of the tana, which is tar, the tana is tar, and then he puts his head inside the oven, he makes the whole thing tummy.
Timuhu.
Right. He makes
timuhu. You left out that word. Timuhu.
Saying.
It's the gans oven.
Right. The tar shahaya oichel mashkin sechtiv.
Pum fakert.
Am I saying it?
Yeah.
Don't get so excited. Take it easy. A person who's tar that has eichlin, which is lav dafka. Really?
No, this is dafka.
This is dafka.
Okay,
eichlin and mashkin in his mouth, and then he puts vehichnas reshel avia tana tummy. He becomes tar.
No,
the stuff in his mouth becomes tummy.
Vehichnas reshel avia tana tummy. The word tummy is defining the tana.
Yeah, but he becomes tummy.
Nitzmu. Then both, not him. The food.
I'm saying the food.
The food in the mashkin becomes tummy. But he, does he become tummy?
Tar shahaya oichlin and mashkin asechpiv, a person who's tar, who has oichlin and mashkin in his mouth, and he puts his head in the avir, the tana tummy, which is a tana tummy, nitmu, he becomes, the oichlin and mashkin becomes tummy.
Good. But he does not become tummy.
No.
Why not?
Because it's a rishon, it doesn't go past the...
Mashke is only mitame midrabanan, and only Chazal only goes to the mashke is mitame kalim, and not mitame adam. Not mitame adam.
Right. The yadayim misuvais. He's eating a tvela that's with dirty hands.
So what are the hands? The hands are shnios.
Correct.
The purpose of the yadayim misuvais means the hands are shnios.
That's the purpose?
When it says yadayim misuvos, it just means one thing. It means the hands are shnios.
Uh-huh. Because when it tells you hands misuvos, we could just tell you yadayim. What does it have to say? So any type of yadayim are shiny.
No. Hands are washed. The hands are washed, are cleaned, and you wash the negovas and the tilos yadayim.
Yeah.
They're tahar.
Yeah.
As long as the person is not tamei meis. Here, yadayim misuvos means the hands are tamei midrabanan but shiny. Misoivos means you have not guarded your hands. When you go to sleep at night, you don't know where your hands have traveled at night. Where did your hands touch? What part of the body did the hands touch in the middle of the night? So in the middle of the hands are shnios. The Chazal goes with that yadayim stam, yadayim are shnios. When it says misoivos means they're shnios.
Okay. But if they were clean, they wouldn't be shnios?
No, they would not be. That's right.
They would be what?
They'll be tahar.
Okay. He puts his hand in his mouth to take out a pebble. The Meir says,
The Devela is Tame. Why is the Devela Matame?
The Meir holds because of the Mashkin.
Because when you put your finger in the mouth, the Mashkin becomes a Rishain. Your hands are Shani. And Mashke, the Midrabanan, when Mashke comes to contact, comes with now the Mashke, now in turn it's Matama the Devela as a Din Shani.
Right. So the main Matama. The Devela becomes a Shani. Rabbi Huda says it's Matara. Why? Because not until the Roy gets it out of your mouth, that's when it's Matama. It's not Matama inside. That's Rabbi Huda Matara. Rabbi Yossi Yamim Hofach Tama. If he swishes it around,
then the saliva becomes a
rishon, and the other thing comes a shen.
But if you don't imloy hafach, if you don't swoosh,
tah, it remains tah. The veil remains tah. How you put your nesachim? If you put a object into his mouth to refresh his thirst,
not refresh, to quench his thirst.
Uh-huh.
To quench the thirst. Well, how does it work? What's the lumbus? When you put a coin in the mouth, it causes saliva to collect, and that causes the person not to be hungry. So here, has the saliva been swooshed? No. No, it has not moved. But even though it has not moved from place to place, it doesn't make a difference. It's okay. The fact that the saliva has collected, that already is enough in order that the saliva has been activated. it's now the saliva now turns into a mashke, and when you put your finger in your mouth, the mashke becomes a and now when it comes
according to Rabbi Yossi,
right? How you put in the Rabbi Yossi in the tzimoy to quench your thirst, the liquid now becomes a liquid and
it's tamek.
And when your finger touches it, your finger that's a sheni touches the mashke,
right. The
mashke becomes a
Rishon.
And now when it becomes a Rishon, what happens to the dveila, the dried fig?
Didn't say anything about that your hands are Musavos here.
It's a double posh, it's a continuation. That's the case. It's posh. We continue to a continuation. You're eating the drum with dirty hands.
It's
a continuation. Also, Tommy, it's a continuation. Double posh.
You say it's a double pashut, you know, I don't know.
Double pashut. That's what it says. Here, look, that's the picture. Im sam matbeya lepiv, kedei lo'orar pafroshas haroik, kedei shlo tehet samei, oysa haroiku mashke, af shle nekar mokam mokam, uchshu yagia, and when you put your finger into the mouth, that roik becomes tamei.
Well, he says it mafurish.
Right, so he obviously knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
It's a continuation. It's a continuation of the previous case. Now it becomes a rishon, and now it becomes a rishon. It's going to be mitame the roik shegia etzba the roik timahu uitma haroik esadvel. The roik is going to enter mitame the dvel. Okay, we call this mishnah.
I think we win.
Okay, let's try to do how much time we got left. Okay, we have to finish off very quickly the next mission. One more mishnah. Ha'isha shetonaf cholav midadeha. Okay, a woman is nursing. Shenotaf, it dripped. If liquid drips midadeha, the nafal aver hatan, and it falls into the ear space of the tana, tamei, so that milk from the woman is going to contaminate the tana.
Wait a second, what? Why is she?
She's nursing.
So why is she tummy?
Let's see. The heat tamei. What Rav says. The Rav says it's a double posh. We're dealing with a woman who's tamei. A woman who's tamei. Look at the Rav. Isha shenotaf cholov midadecha v'heat tamei. It's a given. The woman is tamei. V'cholov hanoitef midadecha havi kemashke shenogi abav v'nasa tchila. The liquid, the milk that comes from her body, is considered to be a rishain. Is a rishon because since this liquid made contact with a woman who is tamea, a liquid that makes contact with the tamea is a rishon pashut. Now the mashke falls into the aviratana. The nafl aviratana tamei. The tamer is tamei. Shemashke matamei lerotzen v'shloi lerotzen. The Rav. Shemashke matamei lerotzen shloi lerotzen. V'yaf agav decholav hanet midadecha shloi lerotzen. No haya. Ble nichlo. She did not want this to happen. That it should go to waste. Afi loch mitamei atayin that linyan hechsher zeroyim dafka bina the nichlo yavaloi lutamei. Okay, he's saying, we know what's the halach when it comes to fruit, comes to food. The only time food is susceptible to tumah is when it comes in contact with liquid. Are you familiar with this concept? You have an apple, okay? You have an apple, and the apple comes in contact with the sherets. Does the apple become tummy?
If I have an apple, say it again.
If I have an apple, if I go into the Eitz Hadas and I take off the Eitz Hadas, and I take and I have it come in contact with the sherets. Does the apple become tummy? If you have a fruit and the fruit comes in contact with a dead sheretz,
yes.
Does the apple become tummy?
Ooh.
Why not, right? Trick question. Why not, right? No, it's not. It has to first come in contact with liquid.
Okay.
Hechsher zroim. In order for a food to become tummy, it must come in contact with liquid. If there's no liquid, it's not tummy. There's another halacha. In the liquid must, the liquid, when the liquid...
But if it would touch a can, it would automatically...
No, it does not become tummy. Food does not become tummy until the food... Same thing. If the utensil is tummy and the utensil comes in contact with the food does not become tummy.
I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about...
The utensil, no. Tent does not need to have water, no.
Right.
But in order for food to be susceptible to tumah,
needs water.
The food must first come in contact with a...
With water?
Liquid. Lav davka, any liquid. Seven liquids.
Well, we had a case where you had an oichel, we had the bread inside the oven, right?
The bread is automatically wet, because the bread, we needed the dough. All bread, dough, is automatically wet. How do you make dough? You pour water. Or you pour fruit juices. You have to have liquid. You can't just make without liquid. So in order for food to be susceptible to tumen, must come in contact with mashke, liquid. Let's say it was an accident. I did not want this apple to get wet under any condition, and against my will, it became wet. Is the food susceptible to tumah?
Was it an accident?
Accident. Hmm. Come on, concentrate. If you have a food and the food came in contact with liquid accidentally or against my will, I did not have kavanah that the food should come in contact with liquid. Is the food susceptible to tumah? No. The only time they have to be two conditions. In order for a food to be susceptible to tumah, it must, number one, come in contact with a liquid. Number two, it must have willingly come in contact with a liquid. If the liquid fell upon the food by accident, or by accident, or without your knowledge, the food is not susceptible to tumah.
Not to the one I never heard.
That's the halacha. That's the famous halacha. Shas is all over Shas. Beautiful. You know, in Daf Yomi.
Sure.
Because the food, in order for food to be kabbal tumah, must come in contact with liquid, and liquid must come beratzen. And he's telling us, you saw it, this is only true when it comes to being susceptible to tumah. But as far as a food that already is tumah, in regard to transmitting tumah, it doesn't make a difference whether it happened by accident or was done deliberately. So if you have a food that is tameh and the food accidentally falls into an oven, does the oven become tameh?
It's accidental, so it's no good.
No, that's exactly what it is. Accidental only is in regard to it being susceptible to the makabel tumah.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as transmitting tumah,
absolutely,
makes no difference.
Beautiful thing.
Okay, so that's why it's over here.
It dropped in.
That's what he means over here. Let's see over here. The leading hechsher zroim. Dafka. So the Rav says Dafka when it comes to hechsher zroim. So we can relate. Had Dafka been the michle avolot tami. Let's go weiter. And the Mishnah, try to finish the Mishnah. Haisa geraftai. Let's say she was being gerafta. Haisa
geraftai. If it just drops in,
it contaminates the oven,
no,
even if the oven fell in accidentally.
It's not metabol, only if
right. It's not going to make. It's not going to allow a food to be susceptible to tumah unless it fell on the food willingly. But let's say the liquid itself is tummy, and the liquid falls upon an object, it will contaminate the object, even if it fell upon the object accidentally.
Why? I didn't have intention.
That's exactly what he says.
I don't understand this.
Okay, there are two things. You have an apple.
Yeah.
Is the apple now, you have an apple, you cut the apple off the ground. The apple is 100% dry.
Yeah.
Is the apple susceptible to the makabel tumah?
Only if it becomes wet.
Now, even if it became wet, does the liquid that was applied to the apple, does it need to have been applied deliberately, or is
you're
it sufficient?
It does. Yeah.
Now let's take a new case. Let's say we have a liquid. The liquid itself is a rishon, is tummy, and the liquid spills upon a utensil.
Why are you going to the utensil? Why don't you keep apples with apples and utensils with utensils?
Because I want to discuss different case. Because the apple. Okay, fine. Let's say the apple is susceptible to tummy. You wash the apple. The apple has been washed. Has been washed. Okay?
Yeah.
So now
when I wash an apple, is that deliberate?
Yes.
Why?
You want the apple to get wet. It's not tummy, but the apple is susceptible. It's now receptive. It's now susceptible to tummy.
Yeah, but I don't want it to become tummy.
It doesn't matter. You want it to get wet. This is a concept. This is a concept.
You just said to me that as soon as it gets wet, it's makabel tummy. It has nothing to do with rotzon or not. As soon as it's wet, it becomes tummy.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, there are two steps. The preliminary step.
What's the preliminary step?
It has to first get wet. This is the basic concept in Shas. You know this.
That.
You know this.
Yes, I do.
In order for a food to become tummy,
become
wet.
Yeah, but you're telling me I have to have a mind. I want it to.
Yeah, you want it to get wet. Let's say you have an apple, and the apple falls into a tub of water.
Yeah.
I don't want it to fall into a tub of water. I don't want that to happen. I don't want it to fall into a tub of water.
Okay, so let's say it did fall into the tub.
So I take it out of the tub of water.
And now if it touches the sheretz, it's not
tar. No, it's not tar. It's tar.
Only if I wash it and I wanted it to clean it?
Yes. Only if you wanted it to get wet, is it now susceptible to tumah. If it fell into a tub of water and I take it out and I put it on the table, and now a sheretz comes along and lands on it and dies, the apple is tahar.
So over here, when this Isha came along and dropped some milk into the oven,
the milk is tame.
The milk is tame.
And the milk doesn't make a difference. You don't. That's what you're just bringing out this idea that if you have a food, a liquid, can a liquid that's tame contaminate an oven?
You're saying yes.
You have water that's tame.
So I'm saying to you, why? Just like by the apple that fell into the tub, right?
Yeah.
I don't want it to fall into the
that's
tub.
That's exactly the point
I
he makes.
I don't want this lady.
That's exactly the point the Mishnah is making, the Rav is making,
so
the Mishnah is making.
So let me hear how it's different.
The concept of will, that you want it to happen,
yeah,
it's only in regard to a food becoming susceptible to tuma. But if a liquid is going to contaminate a utensil, or even a food that's ready to be tame, the contamination process works even if it happened by accident.
Why?
Gzeres HaKasav.
So what was that last part?
If you have a liquid,
yeah,
that is tame,
yeah,
that is now going to fall upon a food or utensil, and it's going to contaminate that food and utensil with contact, it will contaminate the food or the object, even if it falls upon the object or the food accidentally. I don't know what's so hard to understand.
But how can, if it's not wet, if the food is not wet, how can it be?
It is wet. It was wet. Let's say left.
Oh, it is wet.
Let's say I had an apple.
It's roy to be.
It's susceptible. It's roy. It's roy of a kabbal tumah. I don't even drops.
And the milk drops from the lady.
Accidentally.
Right.
Does the apple become tame?
You're saying yes.
Yes, that's the insight. It's all the only things. Alright, we have to stop here. We have to do this again tomorrow. We have to finish the new Mishnah Yudav tomorrow. Alright, we did a hard Mishnah today. We did Mishnah Yud. It was a very hard Mishnah. One more Mishnah to go. And then we come to Mish Perek Tes.
Tes.
Tes and Yud. Two more Perakim to finish the Bava Kama. Two more Perakim.
We're making a scene.